This is WSKG News. From 1885 to 1986, the Ithaca Gun Company produced shotguns in a hillside factory northeast of downtown Ithaca. The factory's smokestack still overlooks the city and Ithaca Falls. In the years since, the site has been the focus of extensive environmental remediation. As the cleanup reaches an important milestone, Samuel Whitehead reports on why the work has been especially complicated.
The first thing you encounter when you visit the former Ithaca Gun Factory site is the fence. It's there to keep people out. The Ithaca Gun Company made their guns here for more than 100 years, and those guns were test-fired 4 times before they were sold to make sure they were up to snuff. But when the company went bankrupt and left Ithaca, they left something behind.
What we did discover, of course, and it wasn't earth science to discovering it, that there was an awful lot of lead that was found on the site.
That's Mike Basile with the EPA. That lead the EPA found came from the test firing of those Ithaca shotguns. Once the lead was discovered, the EPA was called in to perform an emergency cleanup. The agency worked on parts of the site from 2000 to 2004. Using what were essentially big shop vacs to suck up the lead from the soil.
The site work really consisted of what we call turbo vacuuming of lead-contaminated soil, and we did it in 1 and 2 25-foot work areas at a time.
But the EPA did not clean the factory itself. Basile says the agency didn't consider it a hazard. There was also a developer who wanted to renovate the building for condos, but he ran out of money. That's when the city got involved. It found a new developer and a state grant to pay for part of the demolition.
Without removing the building, it became apparent that it was not possible to truly safeguard to the public that the lead contamination sources were removed.
That's Nels Bone of the City of Ithaca's Urban Renewal Agency. In the deal, the city got part of the site for a park that will overlook Ithaca Falls. So, the factory was finally torn down in 2009. But after the demolition, Bones says the city found something concerning.
Some of those areas that EPA remediated now had a condition where there was some lead present at levels above 400 parts per million.
400 parts per million is the cleanup standard for lead set by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. The lead in the factory was never cleaned, and some of it likely spread when the factory was torn down, recontaminating parts of the site. And what's more, the factory sat on a steep hill and on the edge of a deep gorge.
And it appears that there has been active erosion of the fractured bedrock.
Erosion that would have moved the lead downhill. Lead that came from the factory building or from other areas not targeted by the EPA. And all this work didn't come cheap. The building demolition cost $2.3 million, and the city predicts it will cost them another $1.5 million to finish their cleanup. The current developer, Frost Travis, expects to pay $15 million to finish his cleanup and build apartments.
But I also like to look at it in terms of the benefit that it could provide for the community.
Like more housing, which Ithaca needs. He's also in an agreement with the city to pay for part of their proposed park. But for now, his portion of the site still isn't clean. And Travis can't finish that cleanup until the city finishes cleaning up their portion of the site.
We're proposing to get back on the site by May and finish that work in the field in about 6 weeks.
Then the city will just need final approval from the DEC that their cleanup is done. Bones says he hopes that will happen by the end of the year. If it does, it could mean a new beginning for the former Ithaca Gun Factory site. For WSKG News, I'm Samuel Whitehead in Ithaca.